Welcome back to Solving Your Huff Puzzle. We've been talking here with Scott, and now we're going to be talking with Rosemarie. Scott's been talking about his diabetes and how he's been able to get his diabetes under control and how it's changed his life. Now, we're going to talk more of it with Scott, but we have Rosemarie here, and she's also had some health challenges that we'd like Rosemarie to tell her story. Rosemarie, tell us about some of the challenges that you've had and what we've been able to do to help with those.
There are several. When I came in, I had a bad hay fever, and so I was taking a lot of antihistamines every day. And I was also allergic to peaches, had been for about 20 years, and so I couldn't even touch them without breaking out in hives. I had a severe bad gas problem, bloat, painful, and sometimes I would be incapacitated from the pain. I couldn't lay on my right side because if I did, it would put my shoulder out of place. And so that made picking up things to pass across the table or get a bowl off the top shelf of the cupboard very difficult. I got to where I couldn't even take a shirt off using my right arm or zip off my dresses. And so it was really getting sad. My knees were swollen inside and have been for years, and I couldn't bend down because without the bones in the knees separating, and if I did it all the way tight, like to weed the garden, then it would make them swell worse. So I could never like sit down on my feet. My back would give me problems. When I'd sit at church, I would put a hymn book behind the small of my back so that I could sit there for the length of time without having a lot of pain. I used to have a lot of migraines. I even got to the point where I was beginning to wonder if I was getting Alzheimer's because I was having really trouble of remembering things. My favorite thing is music, and I was having trouble playing the piano because I could read the notes, but my fingers weren't playing the notes. And so that was really, really a struggle. But after about 4, maybe 6 treatments, I started to notice that I wasn't, because we hit springtime and I was expecting the heavy hay fever that comes with the very beginning when the trees and the grass come out, and I didn't have that problem. And when we get to where the flowers start blooming, I'd usually take one swift smell of the pollen, and then I'd be plugged up severe and bad, and that didn't occur either. There was a little sneezing, but I could still continue to smell pollen and flowers, and it was awesome. And he hadn't actually done real severe treatments to me in connection with allergies, so I found that really kind of an extra blessing. So what he was doing was fixing some of these things. About the same time, I ate some fresh apricots, because that's when they came on, and I love them fresh off the tree. However, my one apricot that I ate gave me the same response as I was having with peaches. So I figured that that must be in the process, but it sure made me sad to now not just be allergic to peaches, but now I couldn't eat apricots either. So we just talked about it a little and figured, well, we'll just continue with the treatments and see how things happen. As far as the bad gas goes, I don't have problems with that hardly ever anymore. I used to be really embarrassed to go anywhere because it was all the time. And so that's really, really nice to have that under control. And I still have to be careful with my shoulder, but I can lay on my right side without the shoulder coming out of place. And I can reach stuff on the cupboard, and I can take my shirts off now with both arms, which is really nice. And my knees don't have the swelling in them anymore. And I hadn't really noticed that until once when I knelt down to play with grandchildren. And I thought, wow, I could go all the way to the floor here. So it was way fun. And the peaches, he finally did treat me for the peaches. And so now I can eat peaches. I can touch peaches. I can eat apricots. So that part's great. On the emotions, there were a lot of trapped emotions. For dealing with my husband's diabetes. He's right. He's a bear when his diabetes would get high or low. And that's how I could tell when it was high or low. So it's been really nice to be able to learn how to help him, how to fix foods that would help him stay at a level blood sugar. So it made it a happier place around our house. I went on the same diet so that I would know when he would be getting hungry, so that I would know when I needed to prepare food, because he would be one of those who wouldn't eat breakfast and who wouldn't be hungry. And when he would get working on a project, he would not want to stop to eat. And so if having eating the same diet, then I knew when I needed to take him out some celery sticks or some hummus with some carrot sticks or something as a snack between to keep him on an even keel. Prior to that time, I had not been able to lose weight below 170. Going in that diet, I was able to drop. And I have maintained, even if I don't stay on his diet, I have been able to maintain 162 for 6 months now. And I can enjoy almost any food. So it's been really awesome for me.
You know, the blessing of this, you know, how hard is this diet to live on a long-term basis?
Well, if you're going to do food storage for a salad, that's pretty difficult. but as far as feeling good, it's working out really well. And we've been able to learn how to incorporate lots of greens in a lot of different categories. It's been an interesting struggle to deal with not having as many carbohydrates, because I've discovered that vegetables have carbohydrates too. But yes, I think if we can continue to always have access to plenty of greens, we'll do great.
Now, the confidence there is beautiful because, you know, it's going to be something that lasts. You know, so many times you hear about diets where people gain weight and then they lose the weight, but, you know, but they go off their diet and it just comes right back again. So it's nice to know that you know that you can maintain what you've been able to gain there, the weight that you've lost. Scott, let's go back to you again. You know, we've treated you for not only diabetes, but you've had some other challenges too. You know, you had a trouble with your shoulder.
Yeah, it was about a year ago when they had the big windstorm came through with our new house. And it blew most of my roof off. So just after the roof come off, I like to do these things myself. So my son and I went up on the roof and was starting to repair it. I had the upper part of the roof done, but just over the front porch. I was working on it, and I started to slip. So I lunged and grabbed the windowsill and kind of dislocated my shoulder. Since that time, it's got a little bit sore and sore and sore, and the movement of my shoulder, I haven't been able to lift my arm above my head for some time. So I mentioned this to you. I should have mentioned it to you sooner, but I didn't. Since that time, you've treated me about three times, I think, on my shoulder. I now have movement, three-quarters of my shoulder movement. I can lift my arm above my head like I used to be able to do, and it's still improving. You've given me some exercises and some movements that I can do to bring the shoulder back into place without going in and having surgery. So it's a blessing. I'm improving in that area.
You know, it's been a real joy working with you and seeing the progress that both of you made, you know, in all aspects, with allergies, with these problems with diabetes and digestive problems and, you know, with your knees and other things like that. This is the Health Puzzle. That's why we do the things that we do. I want to thank you for coming on our show and sharing your story with us. And these are real people. These are real stories. And we help people in ways that many people don't realize. But the reason why we share this with you is this. You know, I want to go back to an analogy that we've shared many times about with holistic health care, we are looking to solve the real problem, you know, the real cause of the problem. So I use the analogy of when you put your hand over a flame of fire, these symptoms are like that flame, and we've got three choices when there's that flame going on, these symptoms that are going on, and we can ignore the symptoms and just let our hand to continue to burn. Or we can leave our hand over that flame, but pour a pitcher of cool water over our hand. That resolves a lot of the pain because, you know, our hand becomes cool, but our hand is still on that flame. But that hand will continue to burn. And that's what happens when people are taking medications, prescriptions that are minimizing the symptoms to manage the symptoms, but really not getting to the true cause. There's the last choice that you can make is taking your hand over that flame. And when we do that, we get to the source of the problem. And so we can make things happen and make changes that are lasting. That's why we've been able to help with Rosemary with her allergies. You know, she can eat her peaches.
Yeah.
You know, she's got a digestive system that's working now. she doesn't have to worry about, you know, eventually going to her surgeries for her knees. So that's why we use the health puzzle.
We just don't have enough time to explain to you everything right now. That is why we are offering you, for those who call right now, a free CD for your personal computer on Solving the Health Puzzle, the 6 Steps to Wellness. That's a $35 value. We're also reserving for those who call right away a free 20-minute consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can learn how you can solve your health puzzle. That's a $100 value. Now, if you're hesitant to make an appointment just yet, we will schedule with you a free 15-minute telephone consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can find out if this is something that may help you. But you need to call us within the next 10 minutes at 801-943-3355 and leave us a message with your name, telephone number, and mailing address. Speak slowly and repeat your telephone number and mailing address so that we can get it right. And you can get this CD and you can schedule your appointment. Again, that number is 801-943-3355 for Dr. Stuart Yeager with Solving Your Health Puzzle. That is 801-943-3355. Time has just run out, but we'll be back next Saturday at 8 a.m. on Talk Radio 105.7 FM, 570 AM.